The Healthy Life Hack. Simple tips and recommendations for a happier, healthier you, with Gigi and AI, episode number 16. Today is the 11th of May 2023, and I'm your host, Jane. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, Pain-Free Plate. Discovering the power of drug-free foods for pain relief. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
Welcome to Pain-Free Plate, a podcast designed to help you discover the power of drug-free foods for pain relief. For many people, pain is a constant companion. It can be caused by injury, inflammation, or chronic conditions such as arthritis or fibromyalgia. Whatever the cause, pain can be debilitating, affecting your physical, emotional, and social well-being. Many people turn to prescription or over-the-counter pain medications for relief, but these can have serious side effects, and they may not work for everyone. What if there was a better way? What if you could find relief from pain by changing what you eat? That's the focus of today's podcast. We'll explore the science behind how certain foods can help ease pain and inflammation in the body, and we'll offer practical tips for incorporating these foods into your diet.
First, let's look at the foods that can cause or exacerbate pain and inflammation. These include sugar, processed foods, and unhealthy fats, such as those found in fried foods and red meat. These foods can increase inflammation in the body, which can lead to pain, stiffness, and swelling. If you're experiencing pain, it's important to avoid these foods as much as possible. Now let's turn to the foods that can help relieve pain and inflammation. One of the most powerful pain-fighting foods is ginger. Ginger has been used for centuries in traditional medicine to treat a variety of ailments, including pain and inflammation. Research has shown that ginger can help relieve pain in people with osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis, as well as menstrual cramps and other types of pain. You can incorporate ginger into your diet by adding fresh ginger root to stir-fries, smoothies, or teas, or by taking ginger supplements.
Another pain-fighting food is turmeric. Turmeric is a spice that is commonly used in Indian and Middle Eastern cooking. It contains a compound called curcumin, which has been shown to have anti-inflammatory properties. Studies have found that curcumin can help reduce pain in people with osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, and other inflammatory conditions. You can add turmeric to your diet by sprinkling it on roasted vegetables, adding it to soups or stews, or taking turmeric supplements.
Next on our list is omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3s are healthy fats that are found in fish, nuts, and seeds. They have been shown to have anti-inflammatory properties, which can help reduce pain and inflammation in the body. Studies have found that omega-3s can help reduce pain in people with rheumatoid arthritis and other inflammatory conditions. You can incorporate omega-3s into your diet by eating fatty fish such as salmon or mackerel, or by adding flax seeds or chia seeds to your smoothies or salads.
Finally, let's talk about the importance of hydration. Dehydration can worsen pain and inflammation, so it's important to drink plenty of water throughout the day. Aim for at least 8 glasses of water per day, and more if you're exercising or if it's hot outside.
In closing, we hope this podcast has helped you discover the power of drug-free foods for pain relief. By incorporating ginger, turmeric, omega-3s, and plenty of water into your diet, you can help reduce pain and inflammation in your body. Remember to avoid sugar, processed foods, and unhealthy fats, which can exacerbate pain and inflammation. By making these simple changes to your diet, you can take control of your pain and improve your overall health and well-being. Thanks for listening to Pain-Free Plate.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Jane and this was episode 16 of The Healthy Life Hack. Simple tips and recommendations for a happier, healthier you, with Gigi and AI. See ya next time.